Picking up with question number 8, why did Congress pass the Civil Rights Act of 1866? The Civil Rights Act of 1866 was passed to nullify the Black Codes. It was a declaration of citizenship in the United States and a declaration of citizenship for freed blacks. And the Black Codes, which were targeted obviously directly toward the freed slaves, it was passed by the Congress to make sure that no such laws could target black citizens of the United States going forward. Number 9, Johnson's response to the Civil Rights Act was he vetoed it. He didn't believe in the advancement of these kinds of rights to blacks at this particular time, and he didn't really believe, again, that the federal government should be, you know, getting involved in areas of this and increasing its power. Congress responded by overriding his veto, and again, it takes 2/3 majority of the Congress to override a presidential veto, and they were able to get it in 1866. This is one of the first major vetoes of an overrides of a congressional bill in American history, and it will start us down the road in this particular time to this back and forth between Johnson and Congress with vetoes and overrides. Question number 10, why was the 14th Amendment passed? Well, Congress believed that it needed to go ahead and put the amendment, the ideas of rights of citizenship, directly into the Constitution. That way, a court could not find anything about the Civil Rights Act unconstitutional. It was going to cement these rights once and for all and define citizenship, and in this particular case, make sure that blacks were made citizens of the United States in 1868 when it was finally ratified. And it guaranteed full equality under the law and due process and all of the things that that come with citizenship. There was also one of the parts of the 14th Amendment also dealt with voting rights, and it was, while not officially granting full suffrage to black men, as the 15th Amendment will, it was clearly stated in the 14th Amendment there were going to be consequences to states for not allowing its black citizens to vote. And those the reason it was included was directly to target those southern states with large black populations to be sure that they let the black men vote so they would not lose representation in Congress, since they were gaining representation in Congress, interestingly, because now black citizens would be counted as a whole person instead of 3/5 of a person, for those of you who know about that notion of a black person being counted 3/5 of a person for representation way back in the constitutional days. Question 11, goals for congressional radical reconstruction. I think I pretty well addressed that in question number 4. Make it harder on the South, make it more drawn out for the South, really punish those people who were at the top of the structure of Confederate governments, who in the minds of the radicals had committed treason against the United States, and advance the cause of blacks and give black citizens now free or people who were free blacks who weren't thought of necessarily as citizens of the country anywhere, give them full equality under the law. And that's really, again, what the radicals are about. And in their minds, if that's not given, then the winning of the Civil War would have been in vain. 1867 was the start of the Reconstruction Acts. There were actually a series of them. Again, the greatest notion is just imposing the will of the radicals upon the South. What you need to know for kind of nuts and bolts is it divided the South into military districts, 5 of them. And until the southern states did certain things, they would not be restored to the Union, and they would continue to not be recognized as independent governing states. They weren't during this particular time. They were all under military control. There was a military governor in each of these districts, and he and the military were the government until the southern states did particular things in order to be restored to the Union. And in question number 13, what did they have to do? Well, there were 3 requirements to for them to do this, and then the pressures of the Reconstruction Act would be withdrawn, and that would be a gradual process in some places. In some places, it would happen more immediately. But the 14th Amendment had to be ratified by the southern states. The southern states had to draft new state constitutions that were subject to the approval of the Congress, and in those state constitutions, they had to guarantee black men the right to vote. Johnson was impeached. Question number 14. The technical reason was for his violation of the 10-year of office act. You read about that in the book. He fired one of his cabinet members, and he didn't have the authority, according to Congress, to do so. That was the technical reason. The real reason was that he was vetoing all of the radical Republican bills. By that time, the radicals had significantly seized control of the Congress. They had massive majorities in both House and Senate. And as he continued to stand in the way of Reconstruction, even though they could override his veto, he could delay it with his veto. So they decided it was time to do something about him and remove the impediment, and he was impeached. The result of the impeachment case, of course, Johnson was found not guilty. He remained in office for just the year or so that he had left in his term, but he was technically impeached, but not removed from office.